Well, thank you so much for joining The Drive Podcast. I'm your host, Mike, a pastor here in Mobile, Alabama, and I'm excited to encourage you from God's Word as we go over certain truths and principles from the Word of God. And I pray that your heart would be encouraged. Good morning, and thank you for joining me on my drive to work here. It is, I think, August 10th. August 10th already. Is time flying by or what? To me, it seems like time is racing by. And so I am pulling up on my driveway and getting on to work, and it's Monday. And we've been starting a series called Fun. Just really simple. Really simple, simply practical, and we've been talking about, you know, in the context of the Christian life, it's okay to have fun. It is okay to have a good time. It is okay to laugh. It is okay to smile. And, I don't think I should really have to say that, but sometimes I do, because people think, oh, Christian, so serious, so somber. So don't have fun, so be uptight. No. If you have read the Gospels, you've seen the accounts of the disciples, you know. Sometimes they weren't knuckleheads. You know, other times they would argue with one another. But ultimately they were human beings, and they took on the adventure of following Jesus. Did they have joy? Absolutely. In the Lord, there's fullness of joy. And that's a huge, gigantic blessing. And so it's okay to have fun as a believer. And what I want to talk about today is extremely simple, practical, and something that we can do on a regular basis. And I promise you, this isn't turning into a kid's podcast, but I'm keeping it super simple just to illustrate a few points about the fact that as believers, we can have joy, we can have we can be happy, we can have fun, because it's such a good witness. And, you know, we want to be witnesses for the world. If we look down, depressed, defeated all the time, guess what? People are going to look at us and go, that's what Christian is? Heck no, I do not want that. I don't even want to get close to that. I do not want to go to church. It looks depressing. It looks horrible. I'd rather be happy and live for the weekends, right? That it can ruin our witness. Our attitude can ruin our witness. That's why our attitude is, we're called to be uplifted. We're called to have a heightened countenance. We're called to display the joy of the Lord. And so one of the ways we can do that, and this is incredibly simple, one of the ways we can do that is smile. That's it. Smile. This may not be a revolutionary point, but I think it's a point that needs to be stated, because in smiling, you are portraying just a kindness. And people are blown away when you're kind to them. They go, why are you happy? Why are you smiling? What is there to smile about? Well, let me tell you. Open door to share the Lord, right there. I know it's so simple, and I kind of always contrast it to living in the West Coast, you know, in Southern California, in L.A., and it's much different than the Deep South. People, I would say, I'm generalizing here, but generally speaking, people are very serious and on the West Coast. Very just, you know, they're driven, of course. They're driven to work all these jobs just to survive, because it's expensive. But they're driven to work out. Everyone's wearing workout clothes, you know. Most people are in shape because they do some kind of diet, workout, plan thing. But many of them are serious, you know. They're just very serious. And when you go to the store, when you go to the checkout, that, you know, you're not going to get a whole bunch of greetings. You're probably not going to get any. They're just going to ring your stuff up and shoo you along. It's very impersonal. And you know, when it comes to our Christian life, the last thing we want to do is be impersonal. Right? We want to be warm. We don't want to be cold and distant. We want to be warm and welcoming. And the Christian life, that's what it's about. We want to be warm and welcoming. Smiling is huge. In a sense, smiling sort of takes down people's guard. Like, oh, they're friendly. And I think when you talk about statistical, you know, communication, we're talking about body language is more of a communicator than verbal language. And so as we go through this life as Christians, we can have joy. We can have fun. And one way to really portray that or show that is to smile. Smiling is what? Is a result of the joy that you have in your heart. And so the question is, do you have the joy of the Lord in your heart? I mean, if we do, it's going to come out of our nonverbal language on a day-to-day basis. And that's the thing, I've said it before, you know, when I wrote that book, Why God, Understanding Storms and the Life of the Believer, I really believe you can smile through a storm. And by storm, I mean trial. Like, it is actually possible to smile when things seem to be so difficult, when the darkness seems to loom over you, because we have the joy of the Lord in our heart, because the light of the Lord shines within us. It's amazing, you guys. So one simple thing such as smiling can lift up a person's day and be a huge witness for the Lord Jesus. So simple. As a believer, you're not meant to be a drag or defeated or sad or down. You and I are meant to have the joy of the Lord, to reflect His love, His grace, all of His amazing attributes. And may we do that. May we do that with a smile throughout the day. You know, witness for the Lord. If necessary, use words. Someone said that. I don't remember it. But it's true. Like our nonverbal communication, can be such a witness for the Lord. And so know that as you have the joy of the Lord, the result is going to be joy on your face as you smile and just enjoy life, even as and if you're going through the storm. You still have the fullness and the joy of the Lord. You're saved, you're set apart, you're sanctified. It's amazing. Smile. It's fun, it's a joy being a believer. God bless you and hope you have an amazing day. I'll talk to you.